This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in March, the lowest in more than 2 years. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
That puts the state's unemployment rate roughly in line with the national rate of 3.6%, according to the state labor department. Colorado added 5,800 non-farm jobs in March. The leisure and hospitality industry had the largest gains, while construction suffered the biggest losses. Data show Colorado has gained back all the jobs lost in March and April of 2020 as the pandemic took hold of the economy. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Researchers at CU Boulder are working to improve COVID-19 forecasting. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Local surges of COVID-19 infections have been hard to predict, and that's left public health agencies scrambling to respond. Scientists at CU developed a new technique to help with forecasting. Researcher Morteza Karimzadeh says it uses artificial intelligence and anonymized Facebook data on friendships and social mobility to make forecasts more accurate.
Hopefully, using so much data that we've collected in the past few years, we can do a better job of being a little more proactive.
The team submits weekly projections to a national COVID forecast hub. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is negotiating the closure of its largest coal power plant after regulators raised concerns. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
First, it was 2070. Then it was 2040. And most recently, 2034. Now it looks like the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo could close even earlier. Xcel told the Colorado Public Utilities Commission it is considering pushing up the plant's retirement, which would mark an end to one of the state's biggest sources of greenhouse gas emissions. State and local governments and environmental groups are also involved in the discussions. Xcel says a resolution could be reached by next week. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver have sunny skies and breezy weather today. This is CPR News.